dedication is a wonderful thing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Dedication is a wonderful thing. I was reading an article recently about teachers and what teachers do and how much they earn. And the old saying, if you can't do, then you teach. And of course, the article that I read about the teachers, I sent it out to everyone on my list who is on my email list. And perhaps I should send it out for everyone who's on the Thought for Today list too. I'll do that. Now, just an idea of what the article referred to. The teacher was said to not earn a decent salary, and that the amount of money the teacher receives is not equivalent to the work the teacher has to do. And the teacher defined it a little differently. She said, I touch the hearts of my students. I give them inspiration to be their highest and best, to learn, to grow, and to go, and to find who they really are. And I encourage them to, as she said, when they get a C+, it's like getting the Congressional Badge of Honor. You see, teaching is a matter of inspiring. Teaching is a matter of illuminating. Teaching is a matter of helping a person to reveal that within them they already know all knowledge. Now, could you ever pay a salary to the Master Jesus for what work he did? I doubt that. Could you ever pay any teacher in life who has touched a child and inspired them to be their highest and best, could you ever pay them enough to say thank you for what they have done? We do that with our scientists because they're dealing in the physical commodities. We do that with many other fields. There are musicians because their one-time genius shines forth and the audience delights in it. But a teacher, day in, day out, going to her task, his task, of working with the students wherever they may be, sharing with them what wisdom and wonder mean in life, and encouraging them to be their finest. I think the most beautiful payment, the most beautiful compliment any teacher, any parent, any person could ever receive is when the child wants to be like them. They want to be a teacher. They want to be a daddy or mommy. They want to be someone who is touching their life. Someone who they have heard about that does meaningful things in the world. This is what the student wants to be. They want to be something that they can emulate, something they can respect and honor. And certainly, but the teachers of the world are teachers who can be respected and honored. Perhaps all the teachers are not working to capacity, and who is in this world, but the teachers who teach because they love to teach, they love to interact with the student, they love to encourage the student to find the highest and the best, the most noble aspect of their being. What wonderful beings such a teacher is. We all are a teacher like that for ourselves. Are we encouraging ourselves to be our very special best, our personal best, as the saying is? Are we training ourselves to be our personal best? Are we training ourselves to be our spiritual best? Are we training ourselves to like ourselves? To really like ourselves, and in liking ourselves, be all that we are. If we are doing that, we are doing the reason that we have come to Earth, the reason that we have come to this experience, to be ourselves and have fun, to open the doorway of that inner channel of mystery and wonder and magic and divinity, and let it flow out. Oh my, let it flow out. Let it flow out to everyone. And if anyone's listening, okay. If nobody's listening, okay. Did you ever feel like singing when you're out in the middle of a forest where there's no one around except the birds and the bees and the bumblebees? Have you ever felt like it? And did you just sing your heart out and sing? I wonder if I can sing loud enough that they can hear me on the other mountain over there. And you don't really say that. You say, wow, and you let go. And you just release from you all the magic that you are and all the mystery and all the wonder and all the joy. And this is true. This is what we do when we let go and be ourselves. This is what a teacher is. Oh, in all practicality, a teacher is one who helps a student reveal the divinity, reveal the divine, reveal the magic within them. But the process they use sometimes is a little antiquated. The process they use sometimes is a matter of learning 2 times 2 is 4. And perhaps this is has a different meaning to it than just learning 2 times 2 is 4. It has the meaning of learning self-discipline, the meaning of learning to be untouched, the meaning of learning to be unconditionally loving, and to be devoted to someone who is seeking to show you the pathway of life that leads to the fulfillment of every joy your heart could ever desire. Yes, the teacher's salary is not in money. The teacher's salary is in students who have wonderfully carried out what the teacher taught. The artist's salary for painting is not the piece of canvas and the painting on it, but it's how the artist has touched his own soul and said, yes, I've captured the idea I want to capture. I've captured the magic I wanted to capture. And when the artist finds that other people look at his piece of art without being told and see in it the magic the artist put there, then the artist is paid in full. And if the painting were to disappear and never be seen again, it will have done its wonderful work to have expressed the artist. The teacher is to express the teacher, and you and I are to express ourselves. A wonderful world. Enjoy yourself and teach yourself, share with yourself, reveal from yourself all that you are. And know, yes, indeed, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.